Welcome to the Purple Technical Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are diving deep into Microsoft Intune Wi-Fi certificate deployment via SCEP and PKCS. This briefing is designed for IT managers, network architects, and CTOs who need actionable guidance on enabling seamless, passwordless 802.1x Wi-Fi across their enterprise environments. Let's start with the context. In modern hospitality, retail, and corporate venues, relying on pre-shared keys or basic captive portals for staff and corporate devices is no longer sufficient. You need robust security, which means 802.1x authentication using EAP TLS. But deploying certificates to thousands of Windows, iOS, and Android devices manually is impossible. That's where Microsoft Intune comes in, acting as your mobile device management platform to push these certificates silently and securely. The first major decision you'll face is choosing between SCEP, Simple Certificate Enrollment Protocol, and PKCS, Public Key Cryptography Standards. What is the difference between SCEP and PKCS certificate profiles in Intune? With SCEP, the private key is generated directly on the endpoint device. The device sends a certificate signing request to the certificate authority via a Network Device Enrollment Service, or NDES, server. The CA signs it and sends back the public certificate. The private key never leaves the device. This makes SCEP highly secure and incredibly scalable, which is why it is the industry standard for 802.1x Wi-Fi. PKCS, on the other hand, involves the certificate authority generating both the public and private keys. The Intune certificate connector then securely exports this key pair and pushes it down to the device. While this is easier to set up because it doesn't require an NDES server, transmitting the private key over the network introduces a slight security risk. PKCS is generally better suited for S/MIME email encryption rather than enterprise Wi-Fi. So, for our purposes today, we strongly recommend SCEP for your Wi-Fi certificate deployment. Now, let's walk through the implementation sequence. How do you actually deploy this? Step 1 is establishing trust. Before a device can request a client certificate, it must trust your internal certificate authority. You do this by creating a trusted root certificate profile in Intune and assigning it to your device groups. If you have an issuing CA, you need to deploy that intermediate certificate as well. Step 2 is deploying the SCEP certificate profile. This profile tells the device how to contact the NDES server, what subject name format to use, typically the user's user principal name or the device's MAC address, and what key usage extensions are required. For EAP TLS, you need client authentication. Step 3 is the Wi-Fi profile itself. Once the trusted root and the client certificate are on the device, Intune pushes the 802.1x Wi-Fi profile. This profile contains the SSID, specifies WPA2 or WPA3, Enterprise, selects EAP TLS as the authentication method, and crucially, links back to the SCEP profile you just created. This sequence is critical. The Wi-Fi profile has a dependency on the SCEP profile, which has a dependency on the trusted root profile. Intune handles this orchestration, ensuring the Wi-Fi profile doesn't apply until the certificates are successfully installed. Let's look at some real-world implementation recommendations and common pitfalls. A frequent issue we see in large retail chains or stadiums is certificate revocation. When an employee leaves, simply disabling their Active Directory account might not immediately revoke their Wi-Fi access if the certificate is still valid and the RADIUS server isn't checking the certificate revocation list, or CRL. Always ensure your network policy server or RADIUS server is configured to perform strict CRL checking and that the CRL endpoints are highly available. Another pitfall is NDES server placement. The NDES server needs to be accessible from the internet so remote devices can request certificates before they even arrive at the venue. We recommend publishing the NDES URL through an Azure AD application proxy rather than exposing it directly through your firewall. Now for a quick rapid-fire Q&A based on common client questions. Question 1. Can we use Intune to deploy certificates to BYOD devices? Answer: yes, provided the devices are enrolled in Intune, typically via user enrollment for iOS or work profile for Android. The SCEP deployment process remains largely the same, but you must ensure you are targeting user groups rather than device groups. Question 2. What happens when a certificate expires? Answer. Intune automatically handles certificate renewal. By default, it prompts the device to request a new certificate when the current one reaches 20% of its remaining lifetime. Ensure your CA is configured to allow automatic re-enrollment. To summarize, deploying Wi-Fi certificates via Intune using SCEP is the gold standard for securing enterprise wireless networks. It eliminates password-related help desk tickets, prevents credential theft, and provides a seamless onboarding experience for your users. Your next steps should be to review your current PKI infrastructure, deploy an NDES server if you haven't already, and begin testing the Intune profile deployment sequence with a small pilot group. Thank you for listening to this Purple Technical Briefing. For more insights on enterprise Wi-Fi management and analytics, visit purple.ai.